Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Every week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. Listener responses tell us that many are finding restoration and wholeness in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Last week on Hope for Today, we began studying Luke chapter 8 and verses 40 to 56. Our study was titled, Faith Will Make You Whole. As I began teaching, I said there are several illustrations in this text that show how faith leads to wholeness. The first illustration was a devoted father. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue, and he had an only daughter. She was dying. He illustrated faith by coming to Jesus with his need. He believed Jesus could help him. The second illustration showing how faith will make you whole was a desperate woman. She had a very severe, long-term physical problem, and yet she too believed Jesus could help her, and her faith led to her healing. As we resume our study, I'll read our text, Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. So it was, when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those who were with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, Who touched me? But Jesus said, Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go into peace. While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, Little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. And so, from the confines of that densely packed crowd, she reaches out and touches the border of Jesus' garment. And immediately, her hemorrhaging stops. Her faith has healed her. What she did was not noticed by the crowd, but Jesus noticed, because he immediately asked, Who touched me? When all those who were around Jesus, including this woman, denied that they had touched him, then Peter spoke up. He said, Master, the crowd is so dense around you, how can you ask who touched me? Luke uses two words in verse 45 to describe the crowd, throng and press. A throng is a densely packed crowd, and the word press is one that is used of the trampling of grapes in a wine press. But Jesus would have none of Peter's distractions. He said, "Someone touched me. I know because power was released through me." So it wasn't just that someone had bumped into Jesus or jostled him in the crowd. That could have easily happened. The wording of the original language tells us the touch and the use of the power occurred simultaneously. Jesus knew the touch was intentional, and he also knew who touched him. When this woman realized that Jesus knew she was the one who had touched him, she came forward, trembling with fear, and fell at his feet. And then she did something very courageous. In front of that whole crowd, she humbled herself and stated plainly the reason why she had touched Jesus and how she was instantly healed. But you know, I believe her healing was not truly complete until Jesus uttered the words of verse 48. Oh, her body was healed, her bleeding had stopped, but like you and me, she was more than a body. She had a soul and a spirit too, and Jesus wanted her and us to be completely healed. He wants us to be made whole physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So he said, "Daughter, do not be afraid. Your faith has made you whole. Go into peace." You know, I believe if this woman had been able to slink away in the crowd without being confronted by Jesus, she would have missed out on this aspect of her wholeness. But Jesus pronounced his blessing on her. "Go into peace." In other words, Jesus wanted her to fully experience the peace her faith had brought to her. The final illustration, then, is a doubting father. While Jesus is still speaking to the woman, someone from Jairus' house came and whispered to him, "Your daughter is now dead. Do not disturb the master anymore." Imagine the impact of those words on Jairus. His hopes, so high at finding Jesus so quickly, are now dashed. I can imagine his thoughts. It's too late. If only the crowd wouldn't have been so dense and Jesus could have moved faster. If only the delay caused by the woman could have been avoided. If only. But Jesus overheard the messenger, and he speaks to Jairus words similar to those he spoke to the woman. He said, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she shall be made whole." Here again is the connection between faith and wholeness. In spite of what now seems to be a hopeless situation, Jesus invites Jairus to exercise faith in him. "Just trust me, and your daughter will be completely restored." So even as Jairus' faith is wavering, he continues on with Jesus toward the house. That Jairus' faith was weak is evidenced by his passivity in the face of this message from home. When he arrived there, he didn't do anything to interfere with the mourners, nor did he come to Jesus' defense when that same group of people scornfully ridiculed Jesus, the only one who was present with the power to change the situation. It seems that Jairus' fear paralyzed him. There must have been a considerable amount of time that passed from the time Jairus left home until he finally returned with Jesus. When he left, his daughter was evidently close to death, and now already the house was filled with relatives and hired mourners and musicians. Whether Jesus delayed intentionally, as he did in the case of Lazarus, we don't know. But what we do know is that whatever he does it for a purpose. As they arrive at the crowded house, Jesus, the girl's father and mother, and Jesus' inner circle are the only ones who are permitted to enter with him. And so in the midst of this grieving, weeping crowd, Jesus offers the mourners the opportunity to exercise their faith in him. He says, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. They scorned him because they could see that she was dead. You know, as I see it, there's only one positive aspect of their scorn. It assures us that the young girl was not sleeping as we understand it, but she truly was dead. Jesus put everyone else outside the room where the girl was lying, except for the three disciples and the parents, and then he took her by the hand and he said, "Maid, arise." At his command, her spirit returned to her body, and she rose from the bed where she had been lying. Truly, Jesus in this instance exemplified Isaiah 42, verse 3, which says, "A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench." As the doubting father's faith was little more than a dimly glowing ember, Jesus rewarded that faith rather than snuffing it out. Presenting the girl to her astonished parents, he told them to give her something to eat, and he forbade them to tell anyone else what had happened in that inner room. Now that command seems so absurd. How could this news be kept silent? But you see, Jesus knew the hearts of the people. He knew that they would try to take him immediately and proclaim him as Messiah. He also knew that couldn't happen without the cross. So what about you, my friend? Have you discovered the faith that makes you whole? No, it's not faith in yourself, or even faith in your faith. Finding the faith that leads to wholeness begins with your belief, your acceptance of Christ's sacrifice as the only acceptable payment for your sin. That's the first step of faith, agreeing with God about your sin and His singular or only provision for your salvation. Without taking that first step, you can never be made whole. Have you realized the hand of God in your life and your circumstances? Maybe you entered a difficult period of life with great faith in the power of Jesus to change your situation. But like Jairus, it's not turning out the way you expected. Are you beginning to doubt God's promises and question His love for you? Jesus knew the delay in visiting Jairus' house would result in the death of his daughter. But for Jesus, raising her from her deathbed was just as easy as raising her from her sickbed. And Jesus knows what will bring the most glory to Him through your situation. Jesus' desire for you and me is complete wholeness. I know that will not fully happen until we are in His eternal presence, but surely we can have a foretaste of it here if we will only trust and obey Him. Jesus can make you and me whole, even if the situation we're in isn't resolved in the way we prefer. So let me urge you today to surrender yourself into the loving hands of Jesus and allow Him to use your faith to make you whole. My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching just by writing and asking for it by the title, Faith Will Make You Whole. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org, or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this program, Faith Will Make You Whole. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this program, Faith Will Make You Whole. It's available either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we begin a new study, Commissioned to Proclaim the Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.